We're doing the Svatamim, the Chafetz Chaim's work about telling the truth. We're up to the third chapter, where he's going to discuss, why do people come to deceit? Why do people come to deceiving one another? If we'll think about it for a minute, why do people come to the sin of being deceitful? People don't even think about it. People think there's nothing wrong with lying, being cunning and deceitful in their speech. So why is that? We'll discover that Rabotena, there are many reasons why people have come to that conclusion. But I'll gather the major reasons, the prime reasons that bring us to this. The who and that is as follows. The first cause is that people give no weight to the prohibition of stealing and lying. So if I can cheat the supplier when he sends me produce and he ends up sticking in a little bit too much, and I could cheat the buyer when I sell him things and he thinks he's getting more, he's actually getting less, so then being deceitful is a very small step after that. Shehu al yedei shituv shnehem, deceit is the combination of the two. I tell the guy, sure, this cake was made today. Of course it wasn't made today, but I'm going to tell him it was made today. So if we think about it, then that'll save us from the sin of thievery and lying, and then you won't end up being deceitful. Just last night, on Sunday nights, after we finish here, I teach in Katamon. And then I have to take a taxi back here. So there's a certain company which I try to patronize. But a few weeks ago, I call up and I say, do you have anyone in the neighborhood? And he says, sure, 5 minutes away. To make a long story short, an hour later, I'm still standing out in the cold and no taxi comes. And I've been calling him every 10 minutes. And each time he tells me, yeah, just another 2 minutes. I have someone just there. And every time he tells me a different story. And I'm standing out in the cold. So I happened to have caught a taxi from that company last night, and I said to him, you know, it's very interesting. He doesn't realize he lost a customer. I do this route every week. I come here, I need a taxi from Machon Meir to come teach here 10 minutes later, and then I have to come back. And he lost a steady customer on a weekly basis, hundreds of shekels a month. He said to me, you know, I'm embarrassed to tell you, I work in this company, I end my route, and when I end my route, I leave this taxi for the next driver, who picks it up an hour later, and I need to take a taxi back home. And he's done the same trick to me. He said to me, I've had the same thing. Standing out in the cold, he promises me the guy is just 5 minutes away, and I'm standing out in the cold, and this was an old man. The guy was like in his 60s, and 45 minutes later, there's no taxi. So now, the guy thinks he was just being a little deceitful. He just said 5 minutes away, and he assumed he'd get a taxi. It's not a little bit deceitful. He stole my time. I could have walked home in that hour. Literally. It's an hour walk. I could have walked home. I'm standing in the cold, stole my time, lied to me, and it's going to pay him back. I mean, he lost the customer. Eventually, you get a reputation. You lose. But why did he allow himself to do that? Because stealing my time is worthless by him. Lying to me and telling me something inaccurate is nothing by him. So then deceit, which is what the Chafetz Chaim just said, is just the combination of the two. So if we want to overcome it, we have to value the idea of being meticulously honest and not taking something that's not ours. Hinei mitzvah zo shel shmira migezel min ha-mitzvot ha-muskalot. Being honest and not stealing is a logical mitzvah. Sheilu lo nitna Torah imtzena adam b'sichlo, even without the Torah. A person should be able to intellectually understand. I'm not allowed to steal from someone else. V'neza misheva mitzvot shenitzdava rishon. That's one of the 7 Noahide laws. That's one of the mitzvot Adam was commanded. V'tzrich adam sheitzav itin be'emunah. When we do business, we have to be honest. V'yene ki kapayim min ha-gezel. Our hands have to be clean from theft. K'dei sheyeh zocheh la'alot b'har kodesh ha-elokim. And that's the merit which allows us to ascend the holy mountain towards God. As King David said, Mi yaleh v'har Hashem. We say it all the time. Who ascends the mountain of Hashem? Who has standing in God's holy presence? Someone whose hands are clean. What we learn from here is, whoever has theft in his hands, so then he's distanced, he's not let in to God's presence, so to speak. וכן דרשו רזל שכל מי שבידו גזל אנו מכניסים אותו במחיצתו של הקדוש ברוך הוא. And that is in fact what our sages derive, that whoever has something that's hit, that he's taken dishonestly, something that he's stolen, is not allowed into God's chambers, so to speak. שנאמר, as the verse says in Psalms, לא יגורך רע, לא יגור במגורך רע. God says, no evil could be in his presence. So the idea, the first idea we saw is that the reason people take deceit lightly is that they don't take theft seriously and they don't take lying seriously. People assume, what's the difference? I told them there's a taxi 5 minutes away, so it'll take me another few minutes to get him a taxi. What's the difference if I took a little bit of his time? What's the difference? No. If we would take thievery and telling the truth seriously, then we wouldn't allow ourselves to come to deceit. So that was the first idea he said.